guys play on Sunday, so what's your play for the Bears?
The Bears, huh?
Are you interested in that?
I mean, I'll take whoever picks me, but the Bears, I want to go where somewhere warm and nice.
Quarterback?
Yeah, that too.
So, what do you think about this upcoming game? Might be your last cold weather football game.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. It's gonna be probably my last game here for Nebraska. I hope we win and get a bowl bid. But besides the cold games, I'm done with the cold games. I'm ready to go somewhere warm and be by the beach somewhere.
What do you thought about Doc and with Joe particularly the last couple weeks? You, the offense itself, 73 points against Kansas State. It seemed like you guys were on fire right now.
It's just we got to do different things from Joe's end. Joe's a more mobile quarterback, and he can get out the pocket. It was, what, 3rd and 20? He got the first down. It's just we do different things with Joe than we do with Sam, and it gives us a chance to put 73 on the board.
What are the main things that are motivating this team going into this ball game?
Just to win, be 6-6, and force some bowl game to put us in and try to get into a bowl game, because nobody wants this to be your last game. Being 6-6, you want to go 7-6 and be over 500.
And Maurice, what will you do Friday? Thomas Osborne said he's going to meet with the staff on Saturday. What will you do Saturday? Will you just stay home and wait to hear what happens?
That's all you can do. It's sit around waiting here, and you're going to know, everybody's going to know soon, because around here everything's in the media the next day or the same day, so we're going to find out.
Are you guys scheduled to be up here on Saturday at all?
I don't know yet. We're not scheduled that far ahead. Right now, we're just scheduled to play in the morning on Friday.
What are you anticipating to happen Saturday?
I cannot tell you. I hope Coach Callahan stays here. I mean, he's a good coach, and it's not all. It's all on the coaching staff. Coaches call plays. Players got to perform, and we haven't been performing as good, so it's not really the coach's fault.
What has a guy like Coach Callahan meant to you
in
two seasons at Nebraska?
Well, he's meant a lot. He taught me a lot of things, route running, and as a person, and he gave me a second chance, and I love him as a person for that. He really reached out to me when I was suspended, and made me feel like he was more as a friend instead of my coach. He called me every other day and seeing how workout was going, and if I was getting in shape, and how I was feeling towards this legal issue I had. So, I really love that guy as a person, and I'm thankful for having him as my coach.
Maurice, he was here a couple weeks ago, and Coach Callahan said he was impressed how much you've matured with your community service and what you've done with kids. How much impact did that have?
It had a lot. I'm doing community service at a group home, and it's just like it made me see that the kids in the group home, they really didn't do anything wrong. Some of them did, but some of them didn't. Some of them parents was not able to take care of them, and they're in a group home. So what did they do? I mean, it really let me know that just cherish what I have, and it could have been taken away from me when I was little, or it could have been taken away from me last summer.
Would you have thought about coming to
draft
if you were running a
pro-style
offense?
Did
you have that connection to the pros?
I was just on the market looking for a team that threw the ball. It didn't have to be a pro-style offense where I can get a lot of catches and get my name out there.
Mojo mentioned Colorado, their defense backs like to get up and press. You thought you excelled in that type of a situation. Do you anticipate them trying to take you out of the game?
I expect that, and that's what I like about it. When they take me out, then you got Nate Swift, Todd, and T9 making plays in France, and they're going to have to start worrying about them guys later on in the game, and that's where I come in.
There's been some criticism that this team has too many players who have their eyes on the next level. It's not necessarily about the team. What's your response to that in terms of this team built with too many players worried about being in the NFL?
I wouldn't say worry about getting to the NFL. It's more about wanting to make plays and wanting to get their name out there to have a chance to go to the NFL. Because, I mean, you wouldn't want to be playing at this level, risking the chance of getting hurt and this and that if you didn't want to move on. I mean, I mean, I wouldn't respect a guy that just wanted to play and didn't want to go, didn't want to move on. So everybody's playing for that, and if it happens, it happens.
Besides bowling, what's the best thing that's happening?
Besides what?
Besides bowling.
Bowling?
What's the best thing that's happening?
Getting a chance to play football. I mean, not a lot of people get the opportunity coming out of Eureka, California to get a scholarship. So that's one of the things that I'm happy for. And getting away from home, seeing the world. I mean, Nebraska's way different than California.
Thank you.